This morning, we've got our guest that we have this time of month. It is Julia from New Pioneers with Sustainable Solutions. Good morning.
It's nice to be with everybody.
It is. And we didn't get to talk to you last month.
I know. I missed y'all last month. And today, I don't know if folks listening can tell, but I'm actually calling in.
Yes.
I'm in Lexington. Bluegrass Green Source is a wonderful organization based out of Lexington, and they are hosting a sustainability summit. So I'm speaking on behalf of New Pioneers and highlighting some of the grassroots kind of work that is going on in our rural communities, which is really exciting. But you aren't kidding about the roads and people forgetting how to drive, Heidi. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure I was going to wish you luck on your speaking engagement, but I'm sure you'll do well because you are so good at this.
Oh, thank you. Well, I do love to talk from a young age. It's always been a favorite skill of mine.
Well, as I've been saying,
it's fun.
As I've been saying, you know, for you and I, what better job for a woman than to get paid for talking?
Absolutely, absolutely, and to talk about something that you really love.
Exactly.
So, what are we talking for me?
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
So, what are we talking about this month?
That's a great start and lead in. Well, first, I want to wish you a happy Earth Month, Heidi. You know,
you too.
Earth Day is coming up. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Earth Day is coming up on Monday, April 22nd. This will be the 54th Earth Day since it started in 1970. And every year, I kind of mentioned this to you, Heidi, before we started, but every year, this Earth Day organization picks a theme for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So this year's theme for Earth Day is Planet versus Plastics.
Oh.
And the goal is to reduce plastic production. But I kind of wanted to share today just some tips about how we all, as more on the consumer side, can reduce some of our plastic waste in honor of Earth Day.
All right, go for it.
Sure. So one of the biggest things that I've kind of learned in my personal life, and a lot of folks typically talk about, is that a great place to start in reducing the amount of plastic that you use is to kind of take an audit of your life. So almost like a waste audit, but a plastic audit. So kind of look at maybe the trash that you're producing, the plastics that you find in your pantry or in your cupboard, and just check out, you know, what are things that you typically buy that are plastic in order to maybe reduce some of that moving forward. So once you're able to kind of take an audit, a next great step is to kind of do some sustainable swaps. So finding, again, you know, if you buy this specific produce that's wrapped in a plastic bag, you know, maybe where can you find in the supermarket that you can find this produce that's not in a plastic bag to cut back on some of that plastic waste. That's always a helpful tip. Or, you know, if you are on the go a lot and you have some disposable cutlery or like forks and knives and spoons that you keep in your car to eat, maybe instead in your car you can carry with you just one of your reusable forks, knives, and spoons each day, and just plan ahead a little bit to reduce some of that plastic waste that you're generating.
Okay.
And then beyond that, you know, we talk a lot about recycling. Unfortunately, sometimes it's hard to recycle plastic. I know at least in Nelson and Washington counties, only plastics 1 and 2 are accepted. And that's mostly because the plastic recycling market is not worth very much anymore. It's almost harder to recycle plastics mm-hmm. than to just throw them away. So that is certainly unfortunate, but it also is good for us to keep in mind so that we can keep in mind, you know, if we are using 1 and 2 plastics, we should absolutely recycle them. And if we find things in the store that are not 1 or 2 plastics and we have to buy that product, maybe we can look for a similar product that is packaged in a 1 or 2 plastic. So it is recyclable. So just kind of being conscious of those things is always good.
Now, for someone who doesn't recycle but would like to try, where can they find information about what exactly are examples of 1 and 2?
Sure, sure. So first off, our website at newpioneers.org offers a wonderful resource library that links directly to the recycling centers in our Tri-County area.
Okay.
So if you're curious about what is recyclable and where you can take things to recycle, those are great resources online at newpioneers.org.
Okay.
And I would really recommend going to the website of your local, probably county recycler, county or city recycler, to really understand what they accept. And oftentimes, you know, they'll have pictures, they'll have infographics of all the sorts of different things that, that they can recycle. That was a great question.
Newpioneers.org.
Yes, ma'am. And in addition to chatting a little bit about this year's theme for Earth Day, I also wanted to give folks a little bit of a heads up of some exciting opportunities happening this month to celebrate Earth Day.
Okay.
So first off, we, New Pioneers, is really excited to host a Nature Station table at an Earth Day event actually in Danville or Boyle County. There will be a community Earth Day celebration on Saturday, April 20th. At their community extension office, and we will be tabling there with a Nature Station, and it's bound to be a ball, so that'll be fun. And then additionally, Naturally Bargetown, who is actually one of our winners of the Pioneer Awards, they are hosting a trail opening in Bargetown in Nelson County, the Tannery Hill Trail Grand Opening, behind my old Kentucky Home Country Club, will be on Monday, April 22nd. So that'll be a really fun opportunity to really celebrate Earth Day in style. They'll have some guided hikes as well as some activities. We will also be there to cheer them on. And again, that will be behind my old Kentucky Home Country Club on that Monday, April 22nd in the evening. So check that out on Facebook. Check out our Facebook, of course, to learn more of different events happening. And finally, I would be remiss to not mention, we will be formally announcing this again kind of on social media this week, but folks listening get a little bit of a sneak peek. You know, New Pioneers every year hosts our annual Green Festival, the Springfield Green Festival, which is a really exciting celebration of all things sustainability and all things kind of environmental education. And we are actually postponing that this year. We typically have our event in April, but due to some kind of scheduling conflicts and internal changes, we've actually moved the event instead to Saturday, June 15th. And we're really excited. We hope the weather will be even more delightful in June for us. And it'll be a great way to kind of kick off the summer festival season. That will be in Springfield behind the Judicial Center on Saturday, June 15th.
Okay. Can you send me all the information about the events that you just talked about so we can mention it and remind people?
Sure, you got it. And like I said, we'll also be posting it on our Facebook. You can find us on Facebook at New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future. We'll also be sure to upload them to our website, but I'll also send to you, Heidi. We'd love if y'all would share it too.
All right. Well, is that all you want to mention today?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, it's exciting to be able to kind of talk about Earth Day. It's a really exciting month that for many years has just generated a lot of interest and conversation and a little disruption in thinking about how we live in harmony with the planet. So I think that this month is always a great opportunity for us to kind of just be a little more conscious of how we're living and the impact that we're having. And I think that this goal to think about kind of our plastic usage is a really great one. And what better way to celebrate and honor that than joining with our community and celebrating in style. So I hope that we'll see lots of folks at those events that I mentioned. Always grateful for you, Heidi, and for being able to participate in our Sustainable Solutions feature. It's always a good time.
Well, no problem. And especially this time of the year, because it's spring, things are blooming, things are trying to get a new start. So that's kind of like a new start for people if they want to start over fresh and try some new things with recycling. So a great time of year to do that.
That's a great point. I know that, you know, folks are starting some seeds. We're starting to see plants grow. It is definitely an exciting season. And folks are always getting a little antsy this time of year to get out and about. So
that's right.
Yeah, take this as your challenge and invitation to walk toward greater sustainability.
That's right. Well, thanks for talking with me this morning for Sustainable Solutions. And again, good luck, but I'm sure you don't need it. I'm sure you will do amazing on your speeches this during your events this weekend. So like I said, you don't really need the good luck. I'm sure you'll do great.
Well, thank you. It is still appreciated, Heidi, and we'll be posting updates on how this event goes too on our Facebook. So
well, hopefully
stay tuned
you won't
for more.
Yes, and hopefully you won't be by phone next month.
Hopefully not. I will be. I'm endeavoring to be there in person.
All right.
And I'm hoping we can bring a special guest on to onto this feature sometime soon.
Cross your fingers. Okay. All right. Yes. Well, we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. You got the Rocket at 102.7 WOKH.